This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters will decide on two statewide measures this fall. The Secretary of State officially finalized the ballot yesterday. Both questions were put on the ballot by the legislature. One slows the rate of growth of property taxes by lowering Tabor refunds, and the other would allow the state to hold on to more tobacco and nicotine tax revenue instead of having to refund it. Denver's emergency sirens will now sound during potential disasters other than tornadoes. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Until now, the city's 86 hazard sirens have only turned on during tornadoes. But officials say they want to embrace a new all-hazards approach to emergency alerts. The sirens will now notify people about severe flooding, wildfires, and other major threats. The main criteria is that the emergency be imminent and widespread. The sirens will not send an all-clear message. Officials say residents should take shelter and watch for news alerts if they hear the sirens trigger. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Two Southern Colorado Sheriff's Office employees have lost their jobs after they improperly tased a handcuffed man. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff has fired Lieutenant Henry Trujillo and Deputy Mikhail Noel for their role in a chaotic traffic stop in Trinidad last year. The two tased Kenneth Espinoza as he was trying to comply with the officer's orders. An independent investigation found that the deputies were not justified at all in their use of tasers, and that they also lied about the facts of the case in official reports. The sheriff's office says it'll review internal training to prevent cases like it in the future, and Espinoza has filed a federal civil rights suit against the department. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Like, how do you know a 14er is really 14,000 feet above sea level?